Yo, what's up, my self-care fam? Riley Hot here, your daily dose of truth bombs disguised as a chill podcast. Today we're talking about something that feels like adulting but actually doesn't have to be scary self-reflection. Yeah, I know, sounds deep AF, right? Like you gotta sit in a loathless position and chant something. Nope. Not at all. Think of it more like scrolling for your FYP but for your own life. You know that feeling when you spend hours online watching other people's highlight reels, wondering what the heck is going on with your own? That's why we need to hit pause on the external noise and turn the spotlight inward. Let's get real, Gen Z. We live in a world where everything's happening at warp speed. TikToks, Insta stories, DMs popping off, it's like trying to keep up with a pack of hyperactive puppies wearing tiny hats. No wonder we feel burned out, anxious AF, and completely lost sometimes. Ever felt like you're just reacting instead of actually living? Like you're on autopilot and the destination is? Well, who knows? That's where self-reflection comes in. Think about it. If your phone needs a system update every now and then to run smoothly, wouldn't your brain need a little refresh too? Taking time to check in with yourself, your thoughts, feelings, motivations is like hitting that update button for your mental well-being. It helps you figure out what's working, what's not, and how to make some serious adjustments before things spiral out of control. Here's the deal. Self-reflection isn't just about feeling all zen and peaceful, although that's a nice bonus. It's about gaining clarity, making conscious decisions, and taking ownership of your life. Want to nail that audition? Need to ditch the toxic people who bring you down. Feeling lost in the what am I doing with my life maze? Self-reflection is your compass, your GPS, your lifeline to actually achieving your goals. So, how do you actually do this self-reflection thing without turning into a hermit living off ramen noodles and existential angst? First up, ditch the pressure of perfect introspection. This isn't some cosmic meditation session where you gotta achieve enlightenment in 5 minutes. Just grab a journal, your favorite hot beverage, because let's be real, caffeine helps, and start jotting down whatever comes to mind. Think about your day. What made you smile? What made you want to scream into the void? What are you grateful for? What could have gone better? Don't judge your thoughts, just write them down. It's like a brain dump, get it all out there and then analyze it later. Next, pay attention to your emotions. We often ignore our feelings because they can be messy AF. But ignoring them doesn't make them go away. Instead of bottling it up, acknowledge those emotions, even the scary ones like fear or anger, and try to understand why you're feeling them. Are you stressed about a deadline? Feeling insecure after comparing yourself to someone else online, guilty as charged? Pinpointing the cause is the first step towards dealing with it. Third, set aside some time for quiet contemplation. No, seriously. This doesn't have to be hours on end, even 10 minutes of peaceful stillness can make a difference. Try going for a walk in nature, bonus points if you listen to your favorite playlist, practicing mindful breathing exercises, or simply sitting in silence and observing your thoughts without judgment. It's like hitting the reset button for your brain. Now, let's get real with a scenario that probably resonates with all of us. Imagine scrolling through Instagram and seeing all these seemingly perfect lives, people traveling to exotic locations, rocking killer outfits, effortlessly crushing their goals. You start comparing yourself and feeling like you're falling short. That's when self-reflection comes in clutch. Instead of spiraling into negativity, take a step back and ask yourself. 1. Is this comparison serving me any good? 2. What are my actual goals and values? 3. How can I focus on my own journey instead of getting caught up in everyone else's highlight reels? Self-reflection isn't about achieving some unattainable state of perfection. It's about being kind to yourself, understanding your needs, and making conscious choices that align with who you are and what you want out of life. So, my self-care squad, here's the mic drop. Stop living on autopilot. Start paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and motivations. Take time for self-reflection, even if it's just 5 minutes a day, because investing in yourself is the most badass thing you can do. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Don't forget to DM me your biggest takeaways from this episode, tag it on your TikTok, or stitch it with your own thoughts. And hey, if you found this helpful, hit that subscribe button and tell a friend, let's spread the self-care love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.